चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So we are continuing to reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 29, verse 55. The chapter entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinbhari. Swa Twang Vichiksha मृगा चेष्टितं आत्मना अंतस चित्तं नियच्छा हृदि कर्ण धुनिं च चित्ते जहि अंगनाश्रमं असत्तम जुथा गाथं त्रिनिहि हंसा शरणं विराम क्रमेण सतं विचिक्ष मृग चेष्टितमात्मनान्त चित्तं नियच्छ हृदि कर्णधुनिं च चित्ते जहि अंगानाश्रमं असत्तमाजुथगाथं त्रिनिहि हंस शरणं विरामक्रमेण तं विचिक्ष मृगचेष्टितमात्मनान्तः चित्तं नियच्छ हृदि कर्णधुनिं च चित्ते जहि अंगश्रमं असत्तमजुथगाथम् त्रिनिहि हंस शरणं विरामक्रमेण स्वतं विचिक्ष मृगचेष्टितमात्मनयन्तः चित्तं नियच्छ हृदि कर्णधुनिं च चित्ते जहि अंगानाश्रमं असत्तमजूथगाथं त्रिनिहि हंस शरणं विरामक्रमेण प्लीज रिपीट।
Thank you.
Vasishti Dhamatmana Yanta Chittam Niyacharadikarna Dhunim Cha Chitte
Person, Tong, you, Vichiksha, considering, Mriga, Mriga Chastitam, the activities of the deer, Atmana, of the self, Anta, within, Chittam, consciousness, Niyaksha, fix, Riddhi, in the heart. Karna dhunim, oral reception, cha, and chitte, unto the consciousness, jahi, give up, angam, angana ashramam, household life, asattama, most abominable, juthagatham, full of stories of man and woman. Prinihi, just accept. Hamsa Saranam, the shelter of the liberated souls. Virama, become detached. Kramena, gradually. A translational purport by His Divine Grace Srila S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear King, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. Give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. In this way, please give up your attractions for material existence. Please repeat after me the translation. My dear King, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. Give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. In this way, please give up your attractions for material existence. Purport. In one of his songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur writes, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Visera Bhanda, Amrita Balya Jeva Khai, Nana Joni Sada Phire, Kadar jo bhakkhan kare, tar janma adhapate jaya. Creative activities and mental speculations are simply cups of poison. Whoever drinks of them, thinking them to be nectar, must struggle very hard, life after life, in different types of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. People are generally enamored of the fruitive results of worldly activity and mental speculation. They generally desire to be promoted to heavenly planets, merge into the existence of Brahman, or keep themselves in the midst of family life, enchanted by the pleasure of the tongue and genitals. The great sage Narada clearly instructs King Bharisman not to remain his entire life in the Grihastha Ashram. Being in the Grihastha Ashram means being under the control of one's wife. One has to give up all this and put himself into the ashrama of the Paramahansa. That is, put himself under the control of the spiritual master. The Paramahansa Ashrama is the ashrama of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whom the spiritual master has taken shelter. The symptoms of the bona fide spiritual master are stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jiggasu shreya uttamam sabde parecha nisnatam brahmani upasramam upasamasrayam. Any person who is seriously desirous of achieving real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberations and arguments, and thus be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. A Paramahansa is one who has taken shelter of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one takes shelter of the Paramahansa spiritual master, gradually, through training and instructions, he'll become detached from worldly life and ultimately return home back to Godhead. The particular mentions of Angasramam Asattama Jithagatham is very interesting. The whole world is in the clutches of Maya, being controlled by women. Not only is one controlled by the woman who is one's wife, but one is also controlled by so many sex literatures. That is the cause of one's being entangled in the material world. One cannot give up this abominable association through one's own effort. But if one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, who is a Paramahansa, he will gradually be elevated on the platform of spiritual life. The pleasing words of the Vedas that inspire one to elevate oneself to the heavenly planets or march into the existence of the Supreme are for the less intelligent, who are described in Bhagavad Gita as Maya Aprahita Jnana, those whose knowledge is taken away by illusory energy. Real knowledge means understanding the miserable condition of material life. One should take shelter of a bona fide liberated soul, the spiritual master, and gradually elevate himself to the spiritual platform and thus become detached from the material world. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Hamsa Saranam refers to the cottage in which saintly persons live. Generally, a saintly person lives in a remote place, in the forest, or in a humble cottage. However, we should note that the times have changed. It may be beneficial for a saintly person's own interests to go to the forest and live in a cottage. But if one becomes a preacher, especially in Western countries, he has to invite many classes of men who are accustomed to living in comfortable apartments. Therefore, in this age, a saintly person has to make proper arrangements to receive people and attract them to the message of Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, perhaps for the first time, introduced motor cars and palatial buildings for the residents of the saintly persons just to attract the general public in big cities. The main fact is that one has to associate with a saintly person. In this age, people are not going to search out a saint in the forest. So the saints and sages have to come to the big cities to make arrangements to receive the people in general, who are accustomed to the modern amenities of material life. Gradually, such persons will learn that palatial building or comfortable apartments are not at all necessary. The real necessity is to become free from material bondage in whatever way possible.
একটু ওরা সব শ্লোক গোস্বামী অনাসক্ত বিষয়ান যথারম উপযুঞ্জত নির্বন্ধ কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধে যুক্ত বৈরাগ্যম উচ্যতে হোয়েন ওয়ান ইজ নট অ্যাটাচড টু এনিথিং বাট অ্যাট দ্য সেম টাইম অ্যাকসেপ্টস এভরিথিং ইন রিলেশন টু কৃষ্ণ ওয়ান ইজ রাইটলি সিচুয়েটেড অ্যাবাভ পজিশনেস ভক্তিরসম কৃষ্ণ 1-2-2-55 ওয়ান শুড নট বি অ্যাটাচড টু মেটেরিয়াল অপুলেন্স বাট মেটেরিয়াল অপুলেন্স মে বি অ্যাকসেপ্টেড ইন দ্য কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট টু ফেসিলিটেট দ্য প্রপাগেশনস অফ দ্য মুভমেন্ট ইন আদার ওয়ার্ডস মেটেরিয়াল অপুলেন্স মে বি অ্যাকসেপ্টেড অ্যাট যুক্ত বৈরাগ দ্যাট ইজ ফর রিনাউন্সিয়েশন হিয়ার দ্য এন্ড অফ শ্রীল ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী পার্পোর্ট সো নারদ মুনি দ্য স্পেসম্যান ট্রাভেলিং অল অ্যারাউন্ড দ্য ইউনিভার্স টু প্রিচ দ্য ভক্তি কাল্ট অ্যান্ড ইউ ক্যান সি দ্যাট নারদ মুনি being a space devotee and travel wherever he likes. He can even go to Vaikuntha and at the same time he can come to the actual planet. And he actually got cursed from Prajapati Daksha that he will not stay in one place. Because Narad Muni actually he make devotee all thousand sons of Prajapati Daksha. Because the thousand sons of Prajapati Daksha, by the instructions of his father, to create the population and to help his father, assist his father for in the creation. And then they all performed severe austerities just to enter into the Grihastha Ashram. So Narada Muni says, what they are doing? So because austerity you should perform to realize the God, Krishna. So by the strong preaching of Narada Muni, all the thousand sons of Prajapati Daksha become sadhu. So then again, Prajapati Daksha also begets thousand sons. And again also Narada Dishi, he make them devotees. So then Prajapati Daksha become very disappointed and kept curse to Narada Muni that you cannot stay in one place, you just move around. And it's a boon for Narada Muni because sadhu generally don't want to stay in one place. He goes, pilgrimage. And give association to other people and those who are in a very abominable position to deliver them. Sadhu travel like Narada Muni. He traveled all around the universe. So he was traveling and he just came. And here we can see the conversations, dialogue between Narada Muni and Prachin Bharishat. And Narada Muni strongly preaching to Prachin Bharishat, thus household life, according to Prahlad Maharaj also, that's called Grihanda Kupam, the dark well. And also Prahlad Maharaj saying that Puna Puna Shacharvita Sarmanana, we are chewing the same thing since time immemorial, but still we are not satisfied. So give up all those things. And you are trying to promote yourself to the heavenly planets by doing different kind of yajna. So that things will not help you spiritually. Because all the sacrifices you made in the sacrifice, by fire sacrifice and all kind of yajna, they are all waiting. All the animals you killed, They are all waiting to revenge him. So don't, forget everything. Give up all these things to promote yourselves to higher planetary system, to the heavenly planet. But engage yourself for the self-realization. So this is the business of sadhu, to preach everybody without any consideration.
and they are very compassionate to the fallen living entities. And here you can see that Prachin Parishad, he is too much attached to elevate himself to the heavenly planet. But we know, according to Bhagavad Gita, Tetang Bhukta Sargalakam Vishalam Khina Punya Martalakam Santi. If you elevate yourself, promoted yourself to the heavenly planets by your pious credit, you will come back again into that material pool, into the earthly planet, when your pious credit has been exhausted. So it's not a good idea. So then we know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explained that this body, we consider that is very, you know, beautiful. Of course, it's, the body is actually, you can utilize for the service of Krishna. But if you don't utilize for the service of Krishna, and then this body, which is actually made of five gross elements, and when that soul depart from the body, and that body we take to the crematorium place, and there are vultures, storks, and all the jackals, they make festival there because they have got some foodstuff. This body, you know, that kind of body, when that soul departs from the body. So, and then all the insects also, they are also very happy. But we are too much attached to this body. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually explaining that we should not attach and also utilize this human form of life, which is very precious for cultivate the spiritual knowledge. And one of the Vaishnava in our Vaishnava poet, Vidyapati, also saying that the family life actually, like the scorching sun, the seashore, the hot sun. If you pour a drop of water in the hot sun, then it immediately evaporates, it vanishes, because it's so hot, the drop of water is immediately evaporated. So the family life also like that. This kind of fickle kind of pleasure, happiness. We hard, very, struggle very hard, day and night. Tātala saikata bāri bindu sama, sutamita ramani samādhi. The sutta means the son, mita means the friends, and ramani means the wives. That is just like giving the analogy that like the hot sun, sand in the seashore, if you pour a drop of water, the family life, family pleasure is like that. Very, very momentary. So, and then the Vidyapati is saying, Aadha janamaham nide guayalu. Half of our life we just spent just for sleeping. Because in the night time we sleep. And sometimes if you wake up in the Mangalarti also, daytime also, we take a nap also. So that means half of our life we spent for sleeping only. Aadha janamaham nide guayalu. Jara sisu kata dina gala. Then when you become old also you cannot do anything. And when we are kids, we play around, we cannot do anything also. We cannot do something, you know. So that means half of our life we spend only for sleeping. And then when we are kids, we cannot do anything. And just play around. And then when we become old also, we cannot do much. And when we become young, Nidhuvane Ramani Rasharange Matulu, Tohe Bhajavaku Nabhala. And when we become young, then we spend time with the girlfriends, boyfriends, and then what's the time to worship you? There's no time to do the bhajan. So that means the whole life become useless. So that is the poet Vidyapati is explaining, and also Prabhupada in our song book also written that song. So that means to just give us the awareness that we should give up, and in whatever situation we may be, whether I am a brahmachari or a grihastha, a vanprastha, sannyasi, that doesn't matter. Kiva vipra, kiva nyasi. Naham vipra, nacha narapati. Whether in any situation, sthanasthita sutikatang tunubang manovi. But however situation we may be situated, we should worship or hear Krishna Katha, remember Krishna Katha, name, forms, qualities, attributes, so on and so forth. So, and then also we should perform all kind of devotional service under the guidance of a spiritual master, the expert devotee. That is most important. We should not whimsically or for our own, we should not perform any kind of service. We should perform an expert, a realized paramahansa, by which guidance we can elevate our consciousness. We can progressive way, we can make progress in our spiritual life. If we take guidance of a bona fide, a paramahansa, spiritual master. So he can guide us in this spiritual line. And here, explained, Prabhupada quoted verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, who is the bona fide spiritual master, tasmad gurum prapadyeta jiggasu shreya uttamam sabde paricha nisnatam brahmani upas samasya. A spiritual master who are actually paramahansa and who can convince others, actually uttamadhikari bhakta, uttamadhikari devotee can be a spiritual master and he can elevate, and according to his nature, disciple's nature, can engage any kind of service so that the devotee, according to his inclination, he can make devotional service, he can perform devotional service and make progress in the spiritual life. And but nowadays, Prabhupada is saying that the whole world in the clutches of Maya, being controlled by women, not only in one controlled by the woman, who is one's wife, but one is also controlled by so many sex literatures. So that is not only the woman also, we are all attached to so many other things also. We have laptop, internet, Facebook, Twitter, and so many other things. We can survive without a wife, but we cannot survive without a laptop. So this is the now modern amenities we are using. And these are all very dangerous also, even to the young generation. We cannot survive without a laptop. Even we can survive without a wife. But so we are so much attached in so many other kind of literatures. Laptop and so many other kind of things are there. Every time they're bombarding and, you know, advertising so many things. So we can very easily can get allured by all sorts of things. So, and the interesting point here Prabhupada made in this purport, that we should go and stay in a holy dham under guidance of a spiritual master and perform devotional service. And Srila Rupa Goswami Pad also explained that in the beginning, those who didn't develop the devotion to Krishna, so he should always constantly hear Krishna Katha. By gradually hearing Krishna Katha, we can develop our eternal relationship with Krishna. So, when the developing anything, like when I first took the avocado, one of the fruit. So in the beginning, I didn't like that, you know, fruits. And Maharaj saying, no, you don't have kind of taste to eat the avocado, but you eat, then after some time you develop the taste. Then you can eat, you like it. But then in the beginning, I just take something, and the next day also the same fruit they offered. I was in Germany actually with, you know, traveling with some Maharaj, Bhakti Goswami Maharaj. And the next day, and third day, I liked it. In the beginning, I didn't like that because I developed the taste and to take that, you know, that fruit. And when we went to South India, they offer the imli rice and all, you know, lemon rice, all kind of sour items. And the beginning, in the Rath Yatra, we all went there, the group of devotees. The Rath Yatra will, you know, do the kirtan, performing sankirtan there.
So then, in the beginning, they are all there. South India, they eat all kind of, you know, lemon rice or sour items. I cannot even eat, you know. So, but I took little bit of, and then somebody said, no, you take, and gradually you develop the taste. So then, after 2-3 days, I actually like that, you know, that lemon rice. That means I develop the taste. So similarly, the devotional life also like that. When you practice constantly, then we develop the taste. But the devotional service we are practicing many of us so many years. But still, why we are not developing? But we are developing actually. But for time immemorial, we are, you know, attached to so many other things. So that's why it's very difficult to get rid of all kinds of things. But in gradually but surely, it will work. So it will take some time. It's not that taking avocado or imli rice, lemon rice. It takes a long time. So I am just giving some example. We will develop the taste. And that, the Maya, we actually, one of our Maharaj also explaining that monkey, you know, has given the kind of metaphor or analogy that monkey, when the they catch the monkey in the forest. They give some kind of the narrow kind of pot, and they keep some kind of chana there. The monkey, he enter his, you know, hand to take the chana, and then when he grabs the chana, and then the hand become little bigger, and he cannot pull it out from that pot because the narrow is very narrow. But if he leaves the chana, then he can take out his hand. He can get free. But he doesn't want to leave the chana. So then the hunter, he trapped him and he, you know, grabs, you know, captured the monkey. So our position also like that. Practically, we don't like to, you know, free from the Maya. Even though we are trying, we are, you know, chanting, hearing, remembering and with the midst of the devotee, living in the dham, but really, we can ask ourselves, either we are sincerely, very desperately, we want to leave everything? No, it's very hard, because we don't want to leave. Once we grasp or once we are associating so many lifetimes, it's very hard to leave the things. It's not, you know, one lifetime. Anadi karma phale. It's life, you know, life after life. Millions of lifetimes. It's very hard. So, and that's why, so we should approach a sadhu. And now, the sadhu is not living in a hermitage, like, you know, in a forest. So, those who are, Prabhupada also mentioned specifically here, those who are actually in the cities. So we have to make arrangements so that people can get attracted. We should make arrangements so that people get... That's why Prabhupada is saying that in Mayapur, when people come to visit, many people they ask, why all those big buildings? Sadhu should stay in a very, you know, humble place, in a cottage, in a hermitage. Why so big building? Prabhupada is saying that because all the people, those who are very much attached to the all kind of modern facilities. So we just set up all kind of modern facilities so that they can stay here comfortably and also practice Krishna consciousness. So they don't understand that point. So Prabhupada said, we all big building, we build for those people, those who are accustomed to all kind of modern facilities. They can have that modern facility here and can chant and dance with Krishna, with the devotees, and can also, you know, test the spiritual life. So that's why we made all kind of big buildings. So so this is the vision, the mood of the Acharya, like Prabhupada. And also Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada mentioned here in the purport, he first introduced the motor cars. Oh, sadhu means we should walk, we should not use the motor cars. But Prabhupada saying, I am the spiritual ambassador and I am the guru of, you know, America, the richest country. I should have you know, gold motor car, not only this motor car. I should need in a gold car. This car, these are called nothing actually. So this is the Acharya. The people they criticize. And Mahaprabhu actually, this is the, you know, somehow or other, we have to attract people in Krishna consciousness. People, whatever people say, we don't care. Because our goal, our intention, our motive is to make them devotee. That is the vision or mood of the Acharya, like Prabhupada. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, in our line, in our Acharya, previous Acharyas, their goal is to make people Krishna conscious. And that's why Mahaprabhu, he just descent and trying to give the highest gift, the love of Godhead. But there's not much customer, not many customer, because there's Mayavadi. Mayavadi karmanista kutarki gan nenduk pasandiyar poduva adham. Seisab mahadakha dhama palaila. Mahaprabhu premer bonna tashavare chuite narila. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains those who are impersonalist, Mayavadi, karmanista, fruitive workers, karmanista kutarkik and false logicians, nindu, those who condemns, pasandi, non-devotees, and poruva adham, the lowest among the students, they ran away because Mahaprabhu wanted to give the highest gift, most valuable gift, the love of Godhead. But nobody wants to take that. There are all kind of people that are running away. So that's why they are not inundated by the love of Godhead. Mahaprabhu wanted to immerse everybody in the inundated of love of Krishna. But they are all running away. So Mahaprabhu was thinking, what should I do? I just came as a devotee just to demonstrate how we can achieve Lord, how can we can perform the devotional service and can attain the Lord. But still, people are not aware of that fact. So I should take sannyas. So if I take sannyas, then people will pay obeisances to sannyasi to show their respect. Then they will develop some kind of sukriti. And then gradually they can become devotee. In the Western country, in the beginning, Prabhupada, most of the people, they ask Prabhupada, what kind of sukriti? We just born in a, you know, Western countries. So how we become devotee? Because we don't have any kind of sukriti, previous sukriti. Prabhupada saying that I brought the sukriti for you. I brought sukriti for you. So that's why you are all becoming devotee. So Mahaprabhu also, by he took sannyas, and Mahaprabhu also preaching that by seeing the sannyasi, people will show respect. And they'll pay obeisances, and then they'll develop some kind of sukriti. And then by that sukriti, they'll gradually and surely, they'll take one day to Krishna consciousness. So that is the plan of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And our line, the previous Acharya, they are also the same mood. They're positioning the same mood. Like Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they're projecting the same mood. So that's why Rupa Goswami Pada also saying that the hearing, we should hear in the beginning, Krishna Katha, is called Sravana Dasha. Now after Sravana Dasha, then constantly if we hear, and we hear the name, form, qualities, attributes of Krishna, and then we can come to the stage of Varana Dasha. And when we chant spontaneously and in ecstasy, then we can come to the stage of Smarana Avastha, Smarana Dasha. And Smarana also the five kind of progressive stage of Smarana or remembering. That one is recollection, then absorption, then meditation, constant remembrance, then spiritual trance. Rupa Goswami Pada explain all kind of progressive stage. And then Smarana means a constant remembrance. But sometimes we cannot remember constantly. There's some interruption. And then also when the remembrance become constant and concentrate,
then it's called meditation. And when meditation expands and constant, then it's called anusmriti. And uninterrupted, unceasing anusmriti, then we come to the stage of spiritual trance. And when spiritual trance develop, then one can come to the understanding, the real relationship with Krishna. We can come to the our professional stage, our sarup. We can realize our sarup. What is the eternal relationship with Krishna? Rupa Goswami Pada explain in Nectar of Instructions. Tannama Rupa Charita Adi, that verse actually explain, and Prabhupada has given the commentary there, that anusmriti, and then trance, spiritual trance. And when spiritual trance develop, then we can come to the clearly understand our real sarup, relationship with Krishna, eternal relationship with Krishna. And that is the perfection of life. So all those things, whatever we are doing, that is only purpose, that we can come to the stage where we can come to the realization our real relationship with Krishna, and according to that relationship we can render loving service and develop our affection and love to Krishna. So that's actually explained by Rupa Goswami Pada. And at the end, Prabhupada actually given that kind of vairagya, yukta vairagya, anasakta sa visayam jathamu pajanjata nirbandha krishna sambandha yukta vairagya uchyate. That's different kind of vairagya, because whatever we have, we should utilize for Krishna service. Nothing is exist which is not related to Krishna. Everything, anantarastha paramanu, all the molecules, atoms, electron, proton, neutron, everything is actually related to Krishna. So we should utilize everything for the service of Krishna. And that's why we have constructed a huge kind of temple for Radha Madhava. And Ambarish Prabhu and all other devotees, they are utilizing the resources, utilizing for Krishna service. So we can have, it's not a sadhu means beggar, we can have that kind of opulence, but that all kind of opulence, that all this is actually related to Krishna, so we should utilize that all kind of things, resources, for the service of Krishna. And that is bhakti. And there is different kind of vairagya also, Markat vairagya, and the monkey renunciation, Sasan vairagya, and there is Phalgu vairagya. There's river called Phalgu in the Bihar. In the surface, outer surface, there's no water, but if you dig into that, then you can see the water. That means, apparently, outwardly, someone may appear that he's vairagya. But if you go into the heart, so many desires, waves are coming. Waves, of desire are coming. So that's called phalgu vairagya. Prapanchikata buddhaya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshvi parityaga vairagam phalgu kattate. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pada explained that what is related to Krishna, if you reject it, that is called phalgu vairagya. And we are saying that we are very much detached, renounced. But inside our heart, so many desires are there. So this is a phalgu vairagya. And the sasan, momentary kind of renunciation. Sasan, when somebody died, we go there. And some kind of momentary, we just feel some kind of, detached. Oh, so all this is actually useless. But that doesn't last for a long time. So momentary kind of, sasan. So that is different kind of vairagya. So, actually the time is over, and that kind of vairagya, I'll just give you this small story. The once old man, the last time, I have said that kind of story, that one old man, he was too much attached to his family life. Then his son is saying,
why you are, you know, down your world? His son is actually convincing his father to go to travel the holy place, go to pilgrimage, and make some, you know, advancement in spiritual life. Then one sadhu was traveling in a pilgrimage, then he saying that, okay, take my father, I'll give you some money for expenses, so just take my father. So that's, that father went to one sadhu, and he was traveling Vrindavan and all Haridwar, Hrishikesh, and then finally they came to Banaras. And in Banaras, there is many ghat, you know, Manikarnika ghat, where Mahaprabhu took bayat there. And then there is Dasaswamedh ghat, so many other ghat. So, and there is one place where they burn all the dead body. So then he was sitting, but and he was noticing, the sadhu was noticing, this guy is not, you know, feeling so much detached, he's so much attached. So, but that place, particular that place in Banaras, where the all the dead body was burning, he was sitting there, and he was thinking, and that man, old guy, he's the tears shedding from his eyes. So then the sadhu, when he saw that, he thought that maybe he developed some kind of detachment by seeing that dead body was burning. So all type of temporary things. So maybe he has developed some kind of detachment and vairagya. And then he asked, how do you feel? What is your feeling right now? He's saying that, see, I am just sitting here, I am seeing so many dead bodies and many, many dead bodies, you know, that they are burning here in this ghat. And they are burning all the kind of wood they use that for burning the dead body. They utilize the wood. And the wood merchant, he actually is, you know, selling so many woods and making so much business actually. And I have actually garment business. I have did mistake in my life. If I would have, instead of the wood merchant, I could have wood merchant instead of the, you know, garment merchant, and I could have made more money. So I am lamenting and I am shedding tears. So that sadhu was thinking, maybe he is thinking, you know, the dead body, and you know, the my time will also will come, and I will be in the same position, and you know, some kind of detachment grow in his heart. But he is thinking different way. That's why he's shedding tears. That means he's so much attached to his, you know, material life. So even if you travel so many places, holy places, pilgrimage, if your mind is somewhere else, you cannot develop that kind of detachment. So that is the thing. Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry for delay and tolerating me. Is there any comment or anything? Correction?
Question about the sacrifices. The animals that one sacrifices are supposed to be waiting for you after death to torture you in return. But according to the Vedic information that I have anyway, when one offers an animal in sacrifice, if the sacrifice is successful, the animal is rejuvenated, he gets a new body. So this sacrifices for karmakanda, if the animal is tortured and dies, doesn't get a new body, are they valid? Do you make any karmakandic advancement in that way?
Yeah, that because in the Vedas it's mentioned previously that that time when they sacrifice the animal, they get the new body and they rejuvenate, and the all the kind of 8.4 million species, they can come to the, you know, higher life, higher species of birth. But though nowadays it's not recommended actually. And nowadays all the people are actually in the Kali Yuga, actually Sankirtan Japa. So not that qualified Brahmana is also there who can rejuvenate the sacrificed animal into the, you know, highest kind of birth. So it's not recommended in this, you know, age of Kali. Only is recommended Sankirtan Jagga. There's no other Jagga recommended in this age. Anyway, you know, somebody may make some more point.
No, I was going to make a comment. Is that okay?
Yes, yes.
I was reading a news story, and there was this man from Gujarat in America who won the lottery for $400,000. And they had a picture of him on the news, and he looked very, very happy, very, very happy. And his family, there was some controversy in the family, and different people wanted to spend the money in different ways, and they poisoned him to death. That's a true story. It's an Indian man. They poisoned him to death. So anyway, I just, when I read that story, I just said, that says it all.
Ratra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Prema Namande.